Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Laura, and I have my sister-in-law, Emily, here with me.
Hey, guys.
Today, we are talking about something super fun. We're talking about birthdays. But before that, we wanted to ask you guys if you would take a moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. These rating and reviews, while they might seem small and meaningless, are actually really, really important in the crazy iTunes algorithm that they have in order to serve up podcasts to new listeners. And so we have heard time and time again from new moms who have found us through random searches on iTunes, all because of your reviews. So if you would take maybe 5-10 minutes max. I mean, if it's on your iPhone, it might even take 3 minutes. Just take a few minutes out of your day to rate and review us on iTunes. That would just make our day and be really, really helpful to us to help continue to spread the word to more moms about the gospel and motherhood. So did I cover that, Em?
Yeah. And speaking of the gospel and motherhood, we have a topic today that may seem kind of fluffy, but the gospel applies to everything, right, Laura?
Exactly.
So we are going to chat a little bit about birthday parties and just really celebrating our children's birthdays in general. I mean, it doesn't have to be a party, you'll find as we go through this. But Laura, what do you guys kind of do for your kids' birthdays?
Oh my goodness, we have totally done the gamut. We've done everything from the big first birthday bash where we invite too many people. We invite a lot of people to just really the simple, like, families together, here's some donuts and a candle. And, you know, we're just kind of throwing it together and making sure there's just kind of like at least a moment of specialness. So what about you guys?
Yeah, I feel like we did kind of the same thing. Like our first child's first birthday was this like amazing backyard barbecue. But then after that, the word we use for birthday parties is sustainability. Ooh. So I feel like with lots of kiddos who actually a lot of our kids have birthdays really, really close together or like really close to holidays, it's just not realistic for us to do like a ton of stuff for each child. So typically either my parents or your parents, Laura, are very gracious to host a dinner at their house. And so grandparents come, usually grandma bakes a cake and there's a few presents and we try to affirm them and it's very, very simple. So
yeah, it is sort of funny to be talking about like, what do you do, Emily? Because I know exactly what you do for birthdays because we are at many of your birthdays. And same with your kids at mine. That's the greatest part is where my daughter was born on New Year's Eve. And so often on the Christmas celebration for my side with Emily, we'll just have some donuts and we do it on the other side too. She gets quite a few birthdays. Every family gathering around Christmas, she'll get another little party. So
yeah. And I know like when I was growing up, I feel like my parents knocked it out of the park with birthdays. So I feel like my husband and I do pretty low key things, but I mean, I can remember this one time my dad built a castle structure for the outside of our house so that it would look like a legit princess party with a castle people were walking into. I know. And it fell over in the middle of the sleepover and we were all terrified and like crying.
That is terrifying.
So that's just an example of like, there are extremes with birthday parties. Like I think there can be really big, you know, people can really emphasize it. And then there can also be very, very simple things.
Well, and then you turn what, 30, 31, whatever, you know, you have an older birthday and yes, it passes. And all of a sudden you're like, well, this is mom life.
I'm glad somebody, my kids probably said happy birthday to themselves on that day.
Yes. And so basically, yeah, as Emily said, birthdays can mean a lot of different things. So while we kind of phrased it at first as birthday parties, what we're really talking about here today is celebrating birthdays. So whatever that means to you, there are a lot of different ways to do it. And really culture's message, if we're going to get down to that, is a lot of times culture's pressure is for us to be throwing these amazing, elaborate, really intense and beautiful birthday celebrations. Some of that does come from culture, as we said. Some of that comes from your kids being influenced by culture, so wanting what their friend had or just the what they saw on TV. And sometimes it can feel like a competition, even against yourself, or a competition against social media and what you've seen other people throw, or that party that your neighbor threw. And so you feel like you want to have the most beautiful, thoughtful birthday party out of all of the other birthday parties in the land. And so you're kind of trying to create this beautiful thing for your kids.
Yeah. But the main thing we really wanted to touch on today was just like, what's your heart motivation? Because I think on the flip side of that, we can sometimes just be overwhelmed in life and just be exhausted. And we don't want to take the time either to celebrate our children and the work that God has done in their lives. Or maybe I know I feel this way a lot. I see all of the beautiful birthdays on Instagram and I just kind of feel grumbly like, well, my kid's not going to have a gold number balloon because everybody's it's weird. Like, I feel like we can play the game on both sides. Yeah. So what it really drills down to is, how are we, you know, encouraging our child and pointing them to Christ? How are we using this as a time to love them well? And so we don't want to like overanalyze birthday parties, but we do want to have a fun conversation that just helps us think more intentionally about something that does come around every year.
Right. I think there are a lot of messy motivations when it comes to birthday parties. And as Emily was saying, that can be sort of you wanting to buck the trend and not really do anything simply because you want to be different or not play the birthday game. Or maybe like you love to bake and craft and do all of this stuff, but you're just like killing yourself to execute this gorgeous birthday party that is Pinterest perfect. And so there, as we said, there's a lot of motivations that go into it, but today specifically, we are going to be talking about mom's heart motivations. There, as Emily and I were chatting about this offline, we were like, well, what about the child's expectations and how do you love your child all through this and how do you instill gratefulness? And so we know those are questions you guys will bring to us. Those are questions we are asking ourselves. And so we just want you to know we are saving those questions for another day on how to instill gratefulness into your child. Today, of course, in classic Risen Motherhood style, we're talking about mom's heart motivations.
Yes. And we'll have some resources linked on our show notes to maybe point you guys to other people who've started that conversation.
We don't know the answer.
But let's go through the gospel since it's Risen Motherhood and talk first about kind of what the gospel has to say about this. And first of all, it's important to remember that God values life and he is the author of birth. He made Adam and Eve in his own image so that they could enjoy him and bring glory to him and work and worship in their work. And we see that all throughout scripture, God values generations going on. And he also values us being born again, right? He sent Jesus to die for our sins so that we could be resurrected to new life with him. And so obviously God values birth. He values life and he is the creator of all things.
And we know that God values traditions that help people remember what he has done. We talked about this on last year's Advent show, which we'll link to in the show notes. But if you look back in the Old Testament, you see that all the ceremonies and festivals that were God's invention, Passover, festivals of booths, feasts of unleavened bread, all of those things were designed for the Israelites to remember the things that God has done. And so a birthday often is a great tradition for us to look back and remember the things that God has done in that person's life and the things he has yet to do, which we'll get to a little bit more in a bit.
And then another thing we talked about in, I think, our design show, interior decorating, was that God values creativity and beauty and just art. And he is a great designer. If you look at the beautiful intricacies of the tabernacle or the priestly garments, or even just the creation around us. I mean, take a look at a flower or a bird or, you know, just anything like that. It is obvious that God values colors and order in colors and just thoughtfulness and all of that. And so he created us as image bearers in ways that we're going to live that out too. And so definitely that's not a bad thing to love beautiful design and even blessing people with that.
And God values parties. I mean, dancing, singing, yeah, rejoicing, all of those things, all those celebrations, those are found in the Bible. Even in the traditional festivals that we were talking about, or one of my favorites is looking at the story of the prodigal son, when the father threw a huge party when his son came home. And so with a biblical mindset and a right heart, parties and delighting yourself in the Lord, when that delight and joy is found in him, that is a great party and one that God is celebrating in.
Absolutely. And Lord willing, we're all going to be partying in heaven someday.
Yeah, for eternity. There we go. Skip straight to the restoration.
It's the greatest birthday party of all time.
Oh man, I can't wait.
But of course, we are sinners. And so if we look at the fall, the reality is that our motivations are just sinful and they're about us ultimately. And our joy starts to not be found in the Lord and how we can bring him glory, but kind of all about how we can bring ourselves glory. And Laura already mentioned this earlier, but some ways that this might play out is just wanting people to like us or appreciate us because of maybe this great party that we've thrown, or wow, look at the decorations, or how well we planned, or even how well we are hospitable to those who come in our door. Or on the other hand of that, maybe you are just totally burned out with stuff and it's just, you don't want to have to take the extra time to love your children well by maybe doing something extra that would make them feel loved and special that day. And it becomes about you in that way too. And just finding your hope and your comfort. And so wherever we are in that spectrum, we all sin and bring that to the table.
But there is hope, of course, because of Christ's sacrifice, we have new life in Christ. So we have an even better birthday than the earthly birthday that we're about to celebrate for our kids or our husband or even ourselves. If we're feeling sad about the way our birthday went, we have a birthday that is so much better. Because of his sacrifice, we are adopted as daughters into God's kingdom. And now we share a glorious inheritance with Jesus Christ himself. And that is something that we can celebrate within these birthdays. If or when our child has become a believer, we can consider throwing them a party that day, or even just acknowledging it during their birthday party celebration that year. Of, again, as we kind of talked about, and we'll get more to later, we're kind of hinting towards this, but of just being able to say, let's recognize some of the spiritual milestones in your life as we celebrate your physical birthday. Let's also celebrate your spiritual birthday.
Yeah. And I think another thing that, you know, redemption, restoration brings to reality, and we've talked about this a lot on other shows, is the fact that we are defined in Christ. That's where our identity is completely secure. And so we're not defined by the way we do birthdays. Right. And so if we're, doesn't matter if we're doing an awesome job at them, or maybe we're doing something really simple, like we don't have to feel prideful or ashamed or anything about the way that we are choosing to celebrate our children in this way. We can just rest in Christ and know that this is an area of freedom. And this is another way that we get to glorify God and serve him. We want to obey him and delight in him, but we don't have to be ashamed and like really burdened by the birthday thing.
Yeah. And we hope that you're hearing on the show, like, it doesn't matter which way you sway. If you are a person who loves to craft and do these amazing, you know, decorations, and you have monogrammed gift bags, or you've made these amazing, like, Clifford cupcakes or whatever, you know, please do that and enjoy that. And if you love doing that, love your family and bless them in that way. But if you're a mom who says, hey, my giftings are in other areas, I like the simple birthdays, or Emily, sustainability, I'm still liking that one. It sounds like my engineering brother would use that kind of a word.
Yes, I got that from him.
And so, and that is wonderful as well. It's really not about how you celebrate. It's not about the party or the lack of a party. It's really about your heart. If you're getting cranky and stressed because you're trying to bite off too much to plan a party, maybe it's time to take a step back a little bit. Or maybe your child really would value doing something to recognize that day and just wants to feel a little bit more special on that day, but for some reason you're refusing. You know, it's time to probably evaluate your heart and say, are the reasons that I don't want to do this right before the throne of God, or are they valuing my own comfort and my own desires and wants over the way that I can best love my child?
Yeah. And side note, Laura and I got into this total kind of tangent conversation as we were prepping for this show about loving our children well. And that even in our culture today, like sometimes life revolves around our kids too much.
Yes.
And there can be expectations and entitlements. And like we said, ungratefulness, because the birthday party thing can become an expectation instead of like a joyful celebration. And so one way that sometimes we can love our children and train them in godliness might be to pull back a little bit and do something a little less. And so the main thing we're trying to communicate, as Laura said really well, is like just thinking strategically about it and having it be just another way we can train our kids in godliness and love them and disciple them. And then also just considering our own motives. So we wanted to transition to a few little practical takeaways here for the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three things to kind of consider, as Emily was saying, when you're looking towards your child's next birthday party. Again, You can throw the most elaborate bash of the year and it could be totally fine. Or you can be super low key with pancakes and a candle, whatever you want. But some things to think about with that, how can you take time during your child's birthday and your husband's birthday and those around you, anyone's birthday, really, let's be honest. But how can you take time to verbally affirm God's work in their lives? So a birthday is a really great chance to just honor and affirm how the Lord is working in your child's life. And so you can take time to talk as a family about how the Lord has grown and changed them over the years, but then also look forward to the things that God will yet do. And I think something that we were joking about, but is comforting for a 30-year-old, but a little heavy for a 5-year-old, but is the fact that every day we get older, we grow more into the image of Christ. And that is something to be celebrated. Every day we're closer to glory. Every day we get sanctified. That is a celebration in and of itself. And so mm-hmm. birthday is a great chance to mark that.
Yeah. And I love that. Laura, your guys' family does that really well. I can still remember the very first birthday I celebrated around them and they all started affirming me and all the things that God was doing in my life. I was like, wow, this is great.
It is a real feel good moment on your birthday in my family.
And I should say my parents, I always get a really sweet card from my dad too. So anyways, the second thing we just wanted to say is make memories around people and relationships instead of stuff. There is nothing wrong with presents. We love giving good gifts to our children. God is the ultimate giver of good gifts. So there's nothing wrong with that. But what is going to last forever is not that plastic dinosaur that your child got. It's going to be their relationship with you, with their siblings, and like the things that God is doing in and through those relationships. So I think it's just good to emphasize that mm-hmm. and emphasize fun and memory making and not necessarily like make the focus on the stuff.
That's right.
I don't know. That's kind of an obvious one.
Yeah. Well, it's still a good reminder for sure. So finally, just think about how can you use birthdays as a great chance to minister to other people. So I have friends who they, especially when their kids are really young and don't really have preferences on who comes to their parties, they'll invite their whole neighborhood or they'll invite like all ages. And it's just a great chance for people to get together. It's sort of an excuse to just have a gathering. And then they can see too, the way that you are sort of affirming your child or the way that you use that party in order to have godly influence on your child and those around you. I think it's a great chance for a ministry opportunity. Again, inviting friends from your child's class or having their parents come, anything like that. I think we can always be on the lookout for what are some ways that I can use milestones and events in our family's life as a way to minister to those who are lost and are unbelievers and don't know Christ. And how can I show God's glory to them through the natural things that I'm already doing?
And how cool would it be? Yeah, you like have a party, maybe you have some people over and you start even talking about your child and like,
right.
Hey, we're going to take like 1.5 minutes to just say, we are so grateful for what we see God doing in this child's heart and the way that we see him, you know, helping this child to obey and helping this child to love others. And just what a cool witness opportunity that can be. So just to wrap up, remember that there is freedom in this. Again, it goes back to our heart motivations. What are we worshiping? What are we putting our hope in? Where are we rooting our identity? And in all these different things, we get an opportunity to bring glory to God through our unique giftings and circumstances. So
yeah. So check out our show notes for more on birthdays and gift giving and what wiser people than us have said about instilling gratefulness in your child. And yeah, follow us on social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Risen Motherhood on all the platforms. So we would love it if you would come join us there. And I think that's it.